They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks, struts, and Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 prepaid Visa card when you purchase four qualifying Cooper tires, and up to $80 when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 Cooper tire rebate and up to $80 when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, the best, most advanced iPhone ever. Or if you're an Android lover, stop in and check out the new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus. Right now, through the end of October, cases for any 8 phone are 20% off.
8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
Thumb Cellular is your local provider of choice. With Thumb Cellular, you get the clearest signal, the best reliability throughout the Thumb area, and the local service you deserve. Stop into any one of their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, check out the new 8s, and pick up a great new phone case for your 8 at 20% off now through the end of October. Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb. Devices subject to availability, terms of service apply.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Mark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight. Also in the booth with us is the Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. We're making it a family fair. Our spotter tonight, Jay O'Neill. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me tonight for In the Flesh from the Hearing Daily Tribune. It's the Gridiron Grappler, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen. And via text from the Viva Las Vegas, our Director of Sports Information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. So, through the end of the season, we keep score of our games' predictions, and when that time comes, we all deem a Media Roundtable winner. Through six broadcast weeks, the lead is being shared by Doug Cole and Dave Hansen, each with two wins apiece.
This is a crucial game. It's a close race, and you know, this is hopefully an opportunity for myself to extend my lead and put me in a good position. And obviously, Doug would like to do the same. But if you, sir, can get back in the hunt here, it's a whole new game.
Well, I'm going to try to get back in the hunt, and I might have to go a little bit crazy with this pick tonight.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since the score is Doug Cole 2, Dave Hansen 2, Clark Ramsey 1, and Paul P. Adams 1, on the tee first is our most recent winner, Mr. PGA himself, Dave Hansen.
Guys, this is the game we've been waiting for all year. In all reality, I think this game is a touchdown either way. I think either team could win this game. I think the home team is going to win this game. I have a victory for Ubley at 28-21 over the Pirates. It's going to be a battle. And again, I wouldn't be surprised the game goes either way, but I think the ground attack of Ubley is too much. They're going to control the clock, and they're going to be on the field a lot. That Pirate defense is going to be out there way too long.
So Dave Hansen in the books with an Ubley victory by 7 points, 28-21. And now our next most recent winner goes, that would be Doug Cole. And via text, he says Doug thinks this is going to be a very close game, and he thinks with Ubley having the home field advantage, that will be the reason why Ubley wins. So he has Ubley winning 27-22. So Doug Cole in the books with a 5-point victory for the Ubley Bearcats. So that leaves Paul P. Adams.
Well, here's what I can guarantee. Clark, you will not get a win tonight because for the first time this season, I'm going opposite. And Dave, you mentioned the Pirate defense. The Pirate defense is the reason I think the Pirates are going to win this game. Quite frankly, that it was the biggest question mark coming into this season. It's been their biggest strength. I think even a better strength than Ubley's defense. I'm going to go Harbor Beach 24-20.
All P. Adams in the books with a 4-point victory for Harbor Beach. And Dave Hansen, you remember our sideline reporter from a few years ago, Mike Meisner?
I remember.
He just threw in a prediction as well. Harbor Beach 34, Ubley 23. So he's saying Harbor Beach by 11. Now, there might be a little bias there. We're not sure. He does work in Ubley, though, much like you. Has to stay neutral. So now let's take a look at other air games throughout the region. In 8-player division, Mayville and Bay City All Saints faring off in Bay City tonight. Bay City and All Saints at 6-1.
Bay City, the home team, 6-1, basically clinched a playoff spot already. They will get win number 7.
This game's not even going to be close, Dave. Mayville is going to run away with this game.
Think so.
Mayville is on a streak right now, has run
That's
through some
true.
Quality opponents. This is a Stars versus Stripes week in the NCTL. Mayville is going to win this game big.
Kingston is at New Haven Merritt. Kingston at 5-2, a hot team right now. Just took out Morris a couple of weeks ago. New Haven Merritt at 3-4.
Yeah, New Haven Merritt, not a good team. No. Kingston with a very quality win last week. This coin could get out of hand early.
No question. Kingston on the road. Go with them.
Dryden at CPS. The Dryden Tigers 2-5. CPS Tigers 3-4.
That's the Dryden Cardinals.
Oh, excuse
friend.
Me. My fault.
And the Dryden Cardinals are going to win this game. They have been on some hard times, but CPS is about down to about 10 players on their team, and I just don't
you
think
only
they're
need
gonna,
eight.
This is true. I don't think they're going to have enough firepower to win this game.
Yeah, and Dryden's one of those teams where they've been in some games, just haven't been able to pull out the victory. Take Dryden on the road.
And of course, the Deckerville Eagles at 6-1, state rank, taking on Peck on the road at 4-3.
This is a good rivalry game, but Peck is coming off a shutout loss to North Huron last week, lost 22-0. Nothing would tell you anything otherwise that Deckerville is going to roll in this game.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that, too. I really thought Peck would maybe compete and push Deckerville, especially in Peck, but it does not look that way. Look for Deckerville to win by a couple scores.
And we have two forfeitures already on the night. Caseville forfeits to Flint International House of Pancakes, and North Huron is victorious in a forfeit for Owen Gage on the night. North Huron now moves to 7-1 on the season. Flint International at 6-2. Burton Madison Academy at 1-6 on the road at 0-7 Akron Fairgrove.
Oh boy.
That's
not
a pillow
good,
fight you've ever seen.
Not
one,
a
Clark.
Good game. I'll go with Burton Madison. They actually won a game. Akron lost to Caseville last week.
Take Burton. Burton will get their second victory.
Burton was my grandfather's name. I would too. And our last 8-player football game. That has nothing to do with football, by the way. Morris at 6-1 on the road at Lawrence, who's 3-4.
Lawrence picked the wrong time to play Morris. Morris is going to be really motivated after giving that game away against Kingston last week.
Lawrence is a team that's kind of hot and cold as well. They can score a lot of points. They can give up a lot of points. So you got to go with Morris. They are looking to get back at the next person they can see, and unfortunately, Lawrence is going to be the team that gets beat.
Moving on to the Greater Thumb Conference in the West Division, Cass City at 6-1, taking on Reese at 3-4. Reese needs to pretty much win out for a chance to get in the playoffs. They sit at 3-4.
Yeah, Reese needs to win out. Not going to happen. Cass City is on a roll. They're going to end up the season 8-1. And get this, guys. Cass City might actually end up with more playoff points than Lakers if they both end 8-1.
Well, it could
that
be.
That Flint Hamney game, yes.
Yeah. Flint Hamney, I think they play Caro next week, too, which could get them some extra points. Cass City will win this game. I know it's in Reese, but Cass City.